This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Speak Up Effective Communication, the show on the Auto Repair Podcast Network focused on elevating our communication and leadership skills. I'm your host, Craig O'Neill. In our episode today, I'm going to tell you a story about a time that I was in Phoenix, Arizona. It was actually August 9, 2022, warm day in August. I was standing in front of a conference room full of stakeholders from a large national chain. I was about to demonstrate our digital workflow process in my normal day job with Autoflow. This is something I'd done hundreds of times. And like I always do, I open up by adding a customer to our dashboard. I start typing in a fictional customer name. I type in Joe Palooka. And I pause. I looked up at the room and I say, before we go any further into this demonstration, I need to explain to you why I use this name for a fictional customer. Because a few hours ago, I got a phone call from my dad letting me know that my grandfather has passed away. So, hey everyone, today's episode's a little more personal. It's about a phrase as well that's been in my head since I was a kid. A phrase that in that conference room in Phoenix suddenly hit home a little bit more than it ever had before. Some Joe Palooka from the two-bay Sanooka. That is what my grandfather would say, and it has stuck with me. And by the end of this episode, you're going to understand what this phrase means, why it mattered to my grandfather, and why it matters to every single one of us in this industry. We also have a word of the day for today. That word is dapper, D-A-P-P-E-R, dapper. And we will define that word for you after we hear a brief word from our sponsors who make this show possible. Stop stressing over your business. You deserve a good night's sleep. The Institute's coaching helps you achieve success and financial peace. Learn more at weareTheInstitute.com/business-assessment. Your partner in technology, Autoflow is able to enhance your client interactions before, during, and after the visit from a single thread. To see how Autoflow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Your trusted companion, Shop Dog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call Shop Dog Marketing today or visit shopdogmarketing.com. Unlock your communication insights with Inbound's AI-powered call analytics for auto repair shops. Learn more at callinbound.com. Are you passing along credit card fees to your customers? No one likes that. Express is the only 0% fee alternative to credit card surcharging. Visit myexpress.io. We're back, and the word of the day, dapper, I will define for you now. This is a word that means neat and trim in dress and appearance, marked by up-to-date elegance and stylish appearance. A useful word of the day, I believe, with this topic. As I told you in the story, I was there giving a demonstration on software in Phoenix, Arizona, hours after hearing that my grandfather had passed away. And honestly, it wasn't that hard to hear the news. We knew it was coming, went a little quicker than I would have expected. My grandpa loved it out there in Phoenix. He had flown his own plane there. The family had taken vacations there, and my dad was very young. They told stories about that. My grandma loves it. And in fact, we have a cactus behind me in my studio, because my grandmother loved that area so, so much. That is her cactus. I don't keep a prickly cactus behind me for any other reason. That is just simply my grandmother's cactus. So there's a lot of connection in that place, but I felt really grounded that particular day. I could draw an absolute straight line from the influence that my grandfather had from his experiences to the thing that put me in a room with some stakeholders of a large national chain. And I could look up into the sky and just think, this Joe Palooka is over here talking about digital workflow to this organization. It'd be a phrase I could have uttered to my grandfather and he would have chuckled, because he would often use this Joe Palooka term like that too. It didn't just mean one thing. Sometimes he would use it in a way of saying this average guy who comes from nothing is accomplishing this great thing. My grandpa, Pat O'Neill, he used this. It was constant. At Thanksgiving dinners, random Tuesday afternoon meetings where he'd grab the whole crew together, telling stories about his day. It was just this routine part of his vocabulary. And it usually would be more something along the lines of this. Oh, they treated me like some Joe Palooka from the Two Bay Sanooka. And the way he said Sanooka is basically a slant rhyme because it worked with Palooka. This is one of my grandpa's speaking strategies. He just was like this. He could string together words very, very well. But what did it mean? It meant that he was being dismissed. It meant that they treated me like some blue collar tradesman, Craig. And I didn't like how that felt, is basically the gist of it, right? Being treated like you don't matter, like you're just some nobody running a two-bay Sonoco station who doesn't know what he's talking about. And this is no offense to anybody, by the way, running a two-bay Sonoco station. I've seen some crisp, sharp, good-looking facilities like that. It's just a phrase my grandpa used, so don't blame me for this. And I think the phrase is more rooted in older times as well. And this is true. My grandfather was born in 1930. He was raised during the Great Depression. He founded our transmission shop in 1960. He was still one of the oldest shops that have been in business in Cascade, Michigan, still under family ownership today with my father, though my brother and I have left on to do other things. My grandpa lived through hardship. He understood what it meant to fight for respect. And here's the thing. He worked as a mechanic in that day when the trade was deeply under-respected. This wasn't the era of ASE certifications and digital diagnostics. This was grease and grit and being looked down on by people who thought you were just some Joe Palooka. And you know what? Some of our industry earned that disrespect. Careless work, poor communication, dirty shops, it all contributed to the image problem we still face today. My grandfather saw it, he lived it, and he was determined not to be lumped in with it. I want to also characterize this very clearly. My grandfather was a very complicated man. The obituary called him colorful. And that's a nice way of washing over a lot of sins. He was crass, vulgar, and mean in ways I don't even want to glorify or excuse. But I also don't want to deny the impact that he had on my life, his hardness, his wisdom that shaped who I am and what I do. And my brother, my dad, my uncles, all of us can point to this same thing. We all have our stories and hard experiences with this man. And like I said earlier, I can draw a straight line from his lessons to the work I do in this industry today. And deeply flawed people can still drop nuggets of wisdom. That's the reality we live in. And one of those lessons, real simple one, clean hands. Clean hands. He taught us young. Don't let grease form under your fingernails or in the creases of your hands. Hygiene matters. Cleanliness matters. Professionalism, presentation matters. From being very young, you take pride initially. It's like getting dirty and getting your hands dirty is a very cool thing. You're one of the guys and you have the pride in going in with that. And it was a real quick lesson in our family that, yes, it's good that you are not afraid to get your hands dirty, but you should not want to get your hands dirty. And you surely should not want to keep them that way all the time as a badge of honor. You clean yourself up and you act like a professional. This is a good lesson. He didn't want us to be treated like some Joe Palooka. His logic was really simple on that. Is if you look like some Joe Palooka, you're going to be treated like some Joe Palooka. Remember, Depression era mindset, scrapping, fighting, truly, this man through most of his career. It's no surprise at all that he would instill those on his children and his grandchildren. Now, hygiene is just one element of it, but this is where I do think it gets a little more interesting for us. We talk a lot about professionalism and presentation in this industry, clean uniforms, tidy shops, clear communication. And the assumption is usually this, if we look more professional, customers will treat us more professionally. But I want to flip that question. Does cleaning the grease from under your nails change how customers see you? Or does it change how you see yourself first? Does putting on a button-down shirt and a sport jacket in the front counter of your shop, some service advisors going full on wearing full ties. Does that change how you see yourself first? Think about it. When you clean up, put on tailored clothes, put on professional clothes, does that shift something internal? Does it change how you carry yourself? Does it change how you communicate? Does it change the standards that you hold yourself to? And is it that internal shift, that change in your own identity and behavior that actually gives others permission to treat you as the professional you're presenting as? I think that is closer to the truth. It's a feedback loop. External presentation influences internal identity. Internal identity influences behavior. Behavior influences how others respond to you. You're not performing professionalism to fool people. You're embodying it. I've probably told the story before. I often tell it when I'm teaching classes out in the world. So I'll be dressed nice, and that's not always the case for every instructor or every show. And some of the shows or training events are a little more casual than others. And I was at a conference very recently where some of the coaches were talking about how I wish we would have this day where, just like in a medical conference, you would see all the doctors there dressed in suits and ties and anything else. And why don't we do that in our industry? I don't think there's a strong desire to. I think there's a strong desire leaning towards comfort these days. Shoot, my daughter, who has a part-time job, folks, this one just about ruined me the other night. She was telling me that, hey, found out we can wear sweatpants to work. That's okay. I said, no, it's not. I was closing up the end of my day and I said, no, it is not okay. You will not do that. I don't care if that's okay by your store standards. This family does not go to work wearing sweatpants. We are different. You go out there, you dress nice, and you do it out of respect for the people that you're meeting with. It is not about you and your comfort in that day. This is not good. What they're telling you is not good. That policy is not good. I said, I don't care if we're going to be late for this play that we're about to go to. You're going to change before we go. She was my ride out. It was a conversation well received. Quick dad lecture, not a long one. Point received. We don't do that. We do not do that. You don't want to go treated like some Joe Palooka at your part-time job either, right? Now, I always think back, and I'm pretty sure this was part of the lecture. It wasn't as short, I think, as I recall. I probably have to ask my daughter on that. The first class I ever went to with Bob Greenwood. I know I've told this story here on the podcast before. I'll tell it again anyway. I was the guy sitting in the hoodie sweatshirt in that class. First time I've been to management training instead of a technical training class. It was a early point in that shift in my career where I was moving into the business management attributes and learning that vocabulary. And of course, I see Bob Greenwood up there wearing a suit and tie, black pants, black jacket, black tie, white shirt, sharp as can be, shiny bald head. But I was thinking, who the heck this guy think he is? We're a bunch of mechanics. That was the mindset. That was my attitude back then. A lot of you don't know me from back then, and there's a reason why, and I'm glad for the case. He must have been reading my mind because he brought to attention in his class, and I heard him do this multiple times in other classes he taught. He would ask, you know why I'm up here dressed nice in a suit and a tie? It's not for me. It's out of respect for the people that I'm meeting with. You're worth it. That really resonated with me. And truth be told, after that moment, it was one of the first times I went out, I bought tailored shirts, nice shoes, belt, pants, the works. And that is how I moved around through the shop in those days afterwards. And did it change the way I acted? Yeah, I think it did. Because it also did change the way that people reacted to me. And I think that is the case for just about everyone I talk to that realizes this truth. So I do encourage it. The top shops in the industry don't stop at one location. At the Institute, we work with shop owners who want to expand, whether it's opening a second shop, acquiring new businesses, or building systems for long-term growth. Some of our clients are aiming for hundreds of shops, and we're helping them get there. Ready to scale? To get started, visit weartheinstitute.com/business-assessment. It's time for today's Suck Less Spotlight from Autoflow. Today's spotlight is on advisor eye twitches. Listen, clients like to stay informed throughout the repair process, and studies indicate clients are most satisfied receiving text updates versus phone calls. But call you they will, interrupting everything from estimating to quality conversations and your game of solitaire. That is, unless you text them first using Autoflow. With Autoflow's automated text update, your phone only rings for the right reasons. That way, with less phone interruptions, your eye twitch will definitely suck less. For this and more things that could suck less, visit autoflow.com. Ready to boost your auto repair shop's success? ShopDog Marketing is here to help you. We put customers first using AI to create standout content that ranks. Harness the power of mobile first and voice search and let our expert team help you sweeten your revenue with more car count. ShopDog Marketing offers a free guide on using AI to drive more repair orders. Get your guide today and watch your auto repair shop thrive. Visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Inbound has exclusively served independent auto repair shops with expert communication solutions for years. Now, our robust VoIP platform ensures you stay connected while our industry-leading AI analytics take your business to the next level. We provide the tools you need to understand your customers and optimize every interaction. Choose Inbound. For proven expertise and unmatched innovation, visit callinbound.com and discover the difference we can make. Credit card surcharging sounds effective, but is the single most damaging action to your shop in the last decade? If you're surcharging, you're tarnishing your reputation and losing customers as we speak. Express is the only 0% fee option to surcharging that your customers already know how to use. No tricks, no hidden fees, just a smarter way for auto shops to keep what's yours and do right by your customers. Book a free consultation with Express today by visiting myexpress.io and see how the most successful shops in the country are flipping the script on credit card processors. So let's get practical here. What does elevating our professionalism actually look like? I think physical presentation is a non-negotiable. We have to address it. You can be upset all you want and say it's not fair that people judge us by our appearance. I think we've laid a good foundation for why that's not exactly the thing that we need to be concerned about. We need to be concerned about physical presentation with clean hands, no grease under the fingernails, no grime in the creases, professional attire. Not always suits, but intentional, clean, even company branded clothing tailored and fit well. If you don't have a good tailor, my friends, this is not an expense that you couldn't afford. It is very inexpensive to have tailored shirts that fit you well, and you will like the way they feel when they fit you well. It looks good. You're going to feel good. Your wife or your loved one will absolutely appreciate this. Clean shop environment. Customers see where you work. They know their cars are going into this, and grease in the floor mats and other things is a thing that we are constantly at war with because of the nature of our work, but it takes work to keep the environment clean so that it doesn't track into the other areas of life or ruin your sharp clothes that you might be wearing. If you can wear sharp clothes in that environment, it must be a clean environment. And it is not hard to keep clean, really, if you're putting some effort to it. And personal grooming matters. Yes, I have long hair, so I say personal grooming. Short hair is one thing. And someday I may yet have short hair again. But let's not judge people's hairstyles. Let's just make sure they're groomed well. That's the more proper term. I kept hearing at the conference I was at the other day. It was like, short hair, clean cut, and all this stuff. It's like, yes, that is a sharp look, acknowledge, but you also can look sharp with long hair. And facial hair, too. Good grooming. That's the nicer way to put it. Different areas, different things, though. You probably do need to be aware of what the social norms are in your area. I still meet older generation that'll razz me a bit on the long hair bit. I get it. Long hair and facial hair, like if you do that poorly and you just think you just have like this rough, gruff look about it, that's not cool. Well-groomed is the actual way to do it. Long hair can be an absolute mess and a bit more of a challenge in some cases. Same with those beards, guys. Those long beards, not always the image that you want. I do think shorter is better in many cases, or at least well-groomed. Now to communication standards. Clear estimates and expectations and explanations, right? This is a key thing that communication can do. The more clear we can be in our communication, the more professional it is, the better we get responses with our clients. Timely updates to customers, professional phone manners every time. And you think this is common? Perhaps not. Maybe someone has pointed you to this podcast and you haven't listened before, but yeah, professionalism on the phone, not actually the norm in the industry. If you make lots of phone calls, as I do, and several of my friends who are coaches, we hear a lot of things that make this a point that we have to continue to bring up. Phone skills matter. Those leads and all the money you spend trying to get that phone to ring, you need to have somebody on that phone that treats it with absolute professionalism every time. In written communication, that's literate and clear. Folks, AI makes this very easy today. There's literally no excuse to not have clear written communication. It takes almost no time at all in order to produce it, thanks to some of the tools that are out there. And so it is even worse at this point, thanks to AI, if you allow poor written communication to continue in your environment. You absolutely need to make sure this is addressed. And then there's the ability to explain the technical work in a language your customers can understand. And again, I will say this, AI is very useful for that. You can make sure that it's accurate. I'm not saying make AI say things for you, as we discussed in many, many episodes on this podcast. I am saying it is a tool that can help you make it far more clear for other individuals than we already tried to do. That is the hard part of the job. Then we get to professional behaviors. We talk physical presentation, communication standards. Now we're just talking general behavior. Show up on time. Do what you say you'll do. Stand behind your work. Continue your education. Build out certifications for yourself and continue training. And be involved in the industry, being part of something bigger than your own bay or your own shop. And my grandfather understood this. Even with all of his flaws, he understood respect isn't given. It's earned through 1,000 small choices in how you present yourself and how you serve. He was deeply involved in his day. ASA Michigan was a big organization for us back then, and it was one of the best ones that we had to stay current with Michigan state laws, which are a little different than the rest of the country. When I was still very young, he would drag us into those meetings. It wouldn't really drag us. We were interested to go. You know why I was interested to go? Even as a very young boy, people always made an effort to make sure they shook our hand and welcomed us to those meetings. I thought that was one of the coolest things. My earliest exposure to those association meetings was one of good professionalism. And not always does that stick in the shop environment and we do it, but I at least had the example. And that's a really good example to have been exposed to. And you always got cleaned up before you went to those meetings. As long as you weren't burnt out. I was burnt out at one point, frustrated with the industry. Bob Greenwood story I told you about being the hooded sweatshirt in that shop. I was very frustrated and near ready to leave the industry and was completely exasperated. Different perspective than even the youthful experiences that I had. A lot can happen to you in this industry, folks. Don't feel bad if you feel beaten down, but there's a way to get out of it. There absolutely is. I'm living proof. Now, here's the bottom line. Every one of us gets to choose. Am I some Joe Palooka from the two-bay Sanuka, or am I a professional who commands respect through both presentation and performance? Now, this industry's reputation starts with each of us individually. We can blame customers for not understanding what we do. We can blame old stereotypes about the greasy mechanic. We can even point fingers at the shops that give us all bad name. Or we can clean our hands, tighten up our communication, and show up like the professionals we are. Not for us, for them. Because when you see yourself as a professional, when you embody that identity, that's when others will see it too. Now, this conversation is going to continue, and I am going to do additional episodes of things my grandfather said, because there are a lot more phrases that I can absolutely use that just are ringing in my head all the time. Some of them I can't actually repeat, but some of them I absolutely can. And I'll have to get my brother back on here and work through some of them with us. And there are some relatively tame, comical ones too. So either way, in an upcoming episode, I want to get Carm Capriotto on this as a guest on this show, even though he's the boss man of the podcast network here. We're going to dig into that. His talk is keynote speech, The Rise. And this is going to deal with the term specialist in our industry. And one thing I love is that term, just mechanic, not just technician, but specialist. And I think that it's not just semantics. Language does matter in this area. And here's the question we're going to explore. Does changing what we call ourselves change how customers see us? Or does it first change how we see ourselves, our standards, our communication, our confidence? I think that internal shift is what actually earns the respect we're after. So stay tuned for that conversation. Thanks for listening. So yes, today's word of the day was dapper, and I hope that is exactly what you will dress as and speak to your team as when you see them dress nice as well. Say, hey, walk in there and say to whoever you're talking to, you look very dapper today. They may have to look it up, but you know what it means now. So if you have something to add here today, something you're curious about, if there's any phrases you've heard from my grandfather that maybe I need to hear about, I don't know, some of you are out there, I know you are. Email me here, speakup@craigoneal.net. We appreciate hearing from you on anything that helps. Suggestions on topics you'd like to hear us discuss on the show that will help you on your communication journey, or anything you want to speak up about yourself. And please remember, listen up to the other shows on the Auto Repair Podcast Network, Remarkable Results Radio with Carm Capriato, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow, Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest, the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker, and the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton. And once again, thank you to our sponsors at the Institute, AutoFlow, ShopDog Marketing, Inbound, and Express. Really appreciate your ongoing support for our mission here, elevating our speaking and leadership skills here in the auto repair industry. And thank you all, my friends, for joining us. Remember, don't just be some Joe Palooka out there. Listen up, speak up, dress up.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Check the show notes for Craig's YouTube channel and email. Let him know what topics you'd like him to speak up about. Yeah.